Good morning. You're on Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever you prefer. You're listening to The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host. Our guests today are Pat Riesinger and Bill Beers, candidates for Stubois City Council. Good morning, Pat and Bill, and thank you both for coming.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning.
Well, we will have several interesting questions to ask the candidates, and I'm anxious to hear their responses. This year, there are 12 candidates for the city council, 7 Republicans, 4 people running as Democrats, and 1 nonpartisan. So there's a total of 12 people running for 7 seats. Well, we will get right into the questions after this message.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Good morning again. If you just joined, you're listening to the Contact program on Connect FM, and our guests today are Pat Riesinger and Bill Beers, candidates for Dubois City Council. Both people agreed to let Pat Riesinger answer the first question, so we will start with Mayor Riesinger. What would you say, Pat, is the biggest impediment to an effective consolidation of Sandy Township into the new city of Dubois?
I really don't see any impediments. We've been working on this for 2 years. The roads are going to get plowed, the grass is going to get cut, the parks are going to be open, the library will be open. I really don't think Sandy Township residents are going to really notice or feel anything.
Well, I hope you're right, because I live in the township, yes. So I'm hoping we don't feel anything different. And Bill Beers, same question for you. What would you say is the biggest impediment to an effective consolidation of Sandy Township into the new city of Dubois?
I think right now is the services is not going to change. That we're going to streamline, get more effective, more bang for our buck for our community. But our biggest hurdle right now, I feel, is our budget. Is we need a budget. A preliminary budget, and we've been asking for this since February, March, and we haven't seen it yet. Now we're going into October, almost into November, and it's kind of tough on the elected officials to sit down and look at a good budget that will meet our community's needs.
Money always gets in the way.
That's the number one thing, especially how today's economy is.
But of course, you need to have a budget. That's interesting to hear. Well, Bill, once the township is fully consolidated into the new city of Dubois, are you aware of any changes that are going to take place that for the first time the township's going to be under the rules of a third-class city code? Are you aware of anything that's going to be different as far as the third-class city code for township residents?
No, actually going forward, I mean, the biggest thing is we've got to combine our ordinances, get the best ordinance out of the two to move forward. The police, the fire departments work well together. The road crews work well together. That's been getting implemented the last 8 months, 8-9 months. So I don't feel there's going to be a big blip on the radar with our employees, because we got very good, capable, and experienced employees moving forward.
Pat, the same question. Once the township is fully consolidated into the new city of Dubois, are you aware of any changes that will take place bringing the township under the rules of the third-class city code for the first time?
There's a few things Sandy Township will notice. One thing on the real estate tax, the township now has a fire tax. Third-class cities don't do that. You know, you'll just see a one flat millage rate. It should be seamless. I'm on the codes and ordinance and zoning committee for consolidation. We know that you're not going to have to keep your grass 6 inches in the township. You're going to be able to hunt in the township. You really shouldn't notice much of anything. That's all been taken into consideration. We have people from the township and the city on that committee, and we all talk together, and it's going to work.
Well, that's good to hear. And I appreciate you mentioning those items. Pat, what savings do you expect to see with the combined city-township government being the new city of Dubois?
The biggest savings with consolidation is fire apparatus. The budget's going to work out. We're going to have one city manager, we'll have one police chief, we'll have one financial director, we'll have one public works director. I mean, there's a savings there.
Yes, that's one good thing that I expect to see is with the combination, we ought to save some money.
Yes.
And Bill, how about you? What savings do you expect to see with the combined city township government?
I would say the biggest one is the fire department. I mean, we've been working very hard at combining and looking out for our community to get a better product, but less for our citizens. I mean, and everybody's been doing a very good job of that throughout the department. And also, I feel that our road crew, our police departments, you know, we can pretty much have a better overall for our community of not just having like a plow truck go from Sandy Township through the city of Dubois. It's now that we can have regular routes that are going to be more efficient. And that adds into cost in the long run.
It certainly should. And Pat, back to you. What do you expect to happen with taxation? Do you expect the township areas to go up, the cities to go up or down, or do you see both areas staying pretty much the same?
Well, I'm one of three members of the Finance Committee working on the budget right now. We don't make any decisions. We just review everything, put together a preliminary budget, and then, of course, all of council will vote on that. You know, there's going to be an equalization. It's that simple. Dubois right now has 11.75 mills for the real estate. Sandy Township is 9.125. The water right now in city is $10.50 a thousand. It's $16 a thousand in the township. The sewer in June was $17 for Dubois. In July, we changed that to $19 per thousand. That's to cover the debt of the new sewer plant. Right now, Sandy Township's is $18.50. They're gonna equalize. I mean, the city has been paying less for their utilities for 20 years and more for their taxes. The township has been paying less for their taxes but more for their utilities for 20 years. And I can't tell you what those exact numbers are yet because we won't know. Monday we're getting some insurance quotes and things they're not coming into. So it's going to equalize. It has to. We have to charge everybody the same.
I'll ask a follow-up question.
I'm sure you will.
since we've got extra time, and I appreciate both of you giving us a little bit of extra time.
Sure.
One of the people mentioned that they thought the savings is not going to necessarily be seen immediately. It'll be fine-tuned and increase over time. Would you agree with that, Pat? And I'll ask you the same question.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. You've already seen a lot of the savings, okay, in that inflation is going to eat away everybody knows what inflation's done the last 2 years. The city, there's no difference for the new city, a township or the city. We've seen increases in everything, and we have not seen increases in our income. The only way we can get higher, you know, get more income is either have more real estate development, which we've not had. Actually, our assessments are down from last year to this year. Okay, so, you know, there has to be a little bit of taxes. Like I said, I'm not a politician. I don't speak fluff. It's math. If you want to keep the same services that you have, those services have gone up. It's like your house. We've all been hit with inflation.
Very much so. I would agree with that. So, Bill, what do you expect to happen with taxation? Do you expect to see the township areas go up, the cities go up or down, or do you see both areas staying pretty much the same?
I feel going into this that the voters voted for a more efficient municipal government. And I get tired of hearing my counterparts always say, you know, economy's going up. I understand that. But the thing we have to look at is our population. We have an elderly community. We don't have the jobs that we used to. We need to get jobs in here, better paying jobs, for the next future of the kids. This is not happening. We're just using the excuse of saying same old, same old. We need to look at an efficient budget going in. This is like building a house. We need our foundation. We haven't even established our foundation yet, moving forward to our new great community. And I don't want to be taxing out of this world on our people right at the get-go, because it's not going to look very appealing for businesses come into our community, because we're going to tax them right out the door right at the get-go. And I don't want to see that. I want to see us prosper and make this a good community. And when people look back 20 years and they're going to say, you know what, that first council, they had their stuff together, move this community forward. That's where I feel that we need to be, is our biggest thing is the budget. I know the economy is out of this world right now. But I know in my family household, you had to make cuts. And I'm sure everybody else here had to make cuts. We're losing jobs. We need to get jobs here. That's where our taxes will come from. And that's what we need to really strive moving forward.
And how do you feel about any potential savings? Do you think it being further down the road, or do you think that initially we should be pleased with whatever savings comes about?
I think there's room to have more savings in the long run. I know it's a lot right now that people feel, you know, but it's, we got to get out of the thing, well, we got to keep them equal. We do have to. We have to have a level playing field, but it's not like, oh, well, you're just going to have to come up to here. Let's show our citizens that we're looking for them to the future. And let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this budget and make sure it's efficient and not just use the excuse of, well, higher taxes, higher economy. No, that's wrong.
Well, we move into a question about the fire department, and the mayor had talked about saving on fire apparatus, and I'm shocked at how the cost of fire equipment has skyrocketed over the last 20 years.
Sure,
I remember $100,000 fire trucks, and now they're $1 million fire trucks.
Oh, a ladder truck could be $2 million.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you a good story, Pat. I've bought four fire trucks out of Sandy Hose Company, number one. And between us, our men and women of our fire company and our social club, we bought them back in 2002. And our engine rescue truck was $400,000. If I went to replace it today, it'd be $1.5
million. Wow, triple. That's
yes.
Crazy. Almost four times.
Yes. And we bought a ladder truck back in 2012.
Ooh.
At $710,000. Now, that same ladder truck today would be 1.9. So that's where you got to look. And we just don't want to burden our taxpayers with that, but we need to look for a more efficient. That's why the fire departments got together and says, hey, we need to consolidate and we need to reduce. The days are gone where you need a fire company on every corner. We need a well-efficient, well-trained, which we are, but we need to move that to the future.
Let me ask the whole question, since I didn't do that. to be fair. Our area has benefited from a strong fire department. This has led to quick response times, lower homeowners insurance, and a general sense of being cared for. What do you plan to do to ensure we continue with top-notch fire protection?
Pretty much going back to what I just said here a little bit, I think that we need to keep moving forward. I think we need to have our men and women of our fire service do more training and run more calls, because they're doing more fundraising than for the emergencies. And it shouldn't be that way. They need to make sure they have fine skills to make sure this is a life or death occupation, and we get it for free as a volunteer. In which I can see that this new community we have, we're on the ground floor, we need to take care of them like we take care of our other departments in our municipality.
Yes, we've been very blessed to have lots of volunteers. I hope we can keep that up as well. And Mr. Mayor, our area has benefited from having the strong fire departments. And like I said, that's led to quick response times, lower homeowners insurance, and a general sense of being cared for. What do you plan to do to ensure we continue with top-notch fire protection in the new city?
Well, we need to support our volunteer firefighters. It's one of the biggest assets we have in the city. We need to give them everything that they need to protect us. The three things that a city needs to provide is critical care. That's the number one thing for our citizens, and that's fire protection, police protection, and EMS. Everything else is nice, but those are things that are just essential needs, and we need to support that.
Thank you. And Mr. Mayor, what would you say is the best way to improve any budget shortfalls? Is it strictly to raise taxes and fees, or do you have a better solution?
Again, I answer things honestly, whether you want to hear my answer or you like my answer or not. But to keep what we have, our employees are our biggest expense. Police protection is going to be over $5 million next year. We have a lot of city workers. And I'm not talking about the sewer and the water, because those are paid by fees, you know, sewer fees, water fees. So that's different. But out of the general fund, the grass needs cut, the roads need plowed, gasoline costs more, trucks cost more. Again, I see an equalization. I see a little bit of tax increase for Sandy Township, and I see a little increase in water and sewer for Du Bois. And like I said, that nothing's been decided, and that's not what's coming out of, that's coming out of me, not so much the budget committee.
Gotcha. Okay? Well, and
I mean, that's just the raw truth.
And thank you for that. Bill, what would you say is the best way to improve on budget shortfalls? Is it strictly to raise taxes and fees, or do you have another solution?
No, I think right now we need a reduction to keep going forward. We just can't overtax, like I said earlier on. This is an opportunity for us to get it right the first time, and we need to make sure we tighten up our belt, just like every family in this area has to the last several years. The big thing is people don't realize is we have a lot of people that are struggling in this area. And I mean, our school district right now, 54% of the kids are on reduced lunches. So how are they going to pay their taxes if you raise them? That's just fact. Then we need to look at that. We need to keep the people here for a workforce. We need them here to pay taxes, but we need good paying jobs in this area so they can do that and live comfortably and keep their kids here, so we have further generations like when I was growing up in that. You knew your community very well. Now it's they have to go where the good paying jobs are, and it's sad to see.
Yes. Well, Mr. Mayor, I'll go to the last question to you. What would you say is unique about you that suggests the voters should vote for you over the other 11 candidates?
I kind of spoke about it here. I will answer the question honestly and brutally. Whether you like my answer or not, I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not a puffy politician. I'm not going to give you a line. I'm going to tell you how it is and work towards that. If we're going to lower taxes, you would need to cut police. You would need to cut city employees. That's our largest expense. You're not going to balance. You're not going to cut taxes by cutting $5,000 or $10,000 or even $100,000 here and there. You'd need to cut $1 million or $500,000 or $1 million to affect taxes, the way Bill wants to. I don't see where that can be done. I've gone up against. I'll take the fire department, for instance. You know, it's a known fact that we don't really get along real well. And the firefighters, if I was in a burning building, I wouldn't want any other fire department coming after me. I honestly, truly believe that. Some of the management, they had $1.5 million that the city taxpayers didn't know about. I wanted to make that public, and you can see that they came after me. I want to tell you now that $1.5 million is now under the city financial records. It's going to be audited. Taxpayers are going to know how it's spent and know we have it. That's not popular, but it was right, and that's what I do.
And Bill, same question. What would you say is unique about you that suggests the voters should vote for you over the other 11 candidates?
I can honestly say that I tell the truth. I'm black and white, and I keep it short and sweet. And, you know, I don't want this as a merry-go-round that we use the excuses. Hard facts are is if we do have to maybe lay some people off, we do have to lay some people off. What about the poor people that can't make their bills right now? I mean, it's not like, oh, well, we have to move forward. We have to have a good, solid foundation moving forward.
Well, thank you. You guys gave us a wealth of information, and I appreciated your answers. And by the way, you guys had a little different answers than the other candidates had, so I appreciate your insights.
Neither one of us are going to...
I'm not a politician, but I'm here for my community.
I'm here for my grandkids to have a good city.
Gotcha. Well, folks, we've got about 3.5 weeks, and we're going to elect 7 people to represent us as the new city council for the new city of Dubois. Please pay attention to what the candidates are saying. Feel free to go back and listen to all of these broadcasts to get a really good idea as to who you're voting for. You can vote for 7, or you could pick 1, whatever you wish to do. You can vote up to 7, and you've got lots of choices this year, and we have to do a great job. So again, I want to thank Mayor Pat Riesinger and former Fire Chief Bill Beers for coming today, and I appreciate your answers, and I'm anxious to see what happens in 3.5 weeks. So good luck to you two.
Thanks.
And the
Thanks
other
for having us.
The other candidates. You're very welcome.
This is a great forum.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.